Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, 10 lines on the top, Amar Mar. So we mentioned previously, Amar Mar, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Einoi Tzarach, you don't need a Gzeir Shava of Taishav and Sachar, like Rabbi Eliezer said, because Harayu Omer, it says in the parish of Truma itself, Ish Ish, Rabbi Sassaro. It says the extra word Ish is coming to be Mar, Ben Aro, then Aro is not allowed to eat Truma. Now ask the Gemara, Vemel Rabbi Sassaro, how did Rabbi Kiva know to say that Ish Ish is coming to be Mar, Ben Aro, then Aro cannot eat Truma? Maybe it's coming to be Mar, Ben Einin, that an Einin cannot eat Truma. So I'm Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, I'm Akra. No, the Torah says a Chozar, Zar is a Mar to Lech Vulei Aninus. It says that a Zar cannot eat Truma. So that's a Niyat that only a Zar cannot eat Truma, but an Einin could. Says the Gemara Hagufa, Ema Vulei Arelus. Maybe a Zar cannot eat Truma, but an Arul could. What do you mean? It can't be because Aksev Yishish, which is coming to be Mar Ben Aro. No, says the Gemara Marisa. How do you know? How do you know to say that Yishish is coming to be Mar Ben Aro and Bechol Zar is coming to be Memai an Einin? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Yishish is coming to be Mar Ben Einin and an Einin cannot eat Truma. And Bechol Zar is coming to be Memai an Aro, then an Aro could eat Truma. So says the Gemara, because Mestabra Breilus have a little Rabuye. If you have a choice, it makes more sense to be Mar Ben Aro Le'isser, Shekein Maisim Krusim Bedavara Avid, which means that there are a few chumras that an Aral has over Einin, that's Mechusar Maisam. He still needs to do something, and the thing that needs to be done is on his own body. V'anish kares, it's the chiv kares. V'yashin l'fnei adibur, mila something is a mitzvah that existed before Matan Torah. V'mila zachar v'avadim ma'akeves, and like we had before by Karban Pesach, that the mila of his sons and avadim is ma'akev him from being able to eat from the Karban Pesach. Well, says the Gemara Adarabo, Einin is more chamer, Aininus have a little rabuye. Shekein yashin b'chol shah, Aininus is something which exists all the time. It's not just one and done like mila. And when the hag is banashim benashim, it's not like even by women, which is not like by mila. Ve'em biyadulisakin atzmai, and there's nothing a person can do to himself. His relative dies, he becomes an einin. There's nothing he can do, as opposed to mila, which he can just give himself a bris mila. Says the Gemara Bahanich Nefishin, the ones by Mila are by Arelus is more, so therefore makes more sense still to be Mar ben Arul Isser. Rava Amar Beloy Hanich Nefishin Amulei Motzes Amrit, even without the Svar of Hanich Nefishin, Amar Kra Ish Ish. What's the Riboy from? It's from a pasuk which says Ish Ish. So it sounds like it's being Mar ben a man. So Ezu Davar Yeshna Beish Reino Beisha Avyomer Zarelus. So what's something which is only by a man and not by a woman? That's Arelus, not Aninus, and therefore it makes more sense to be Mar ben in Arul, and in Arul cannot eat Truma. Now says the Gemara, so Rabbi Akiva, who learns out that an Aro cannot eat Truma from Ish Ish, so Hai Taishav and Sachar, my Avid Lay, what does he do with the Taishav and Sachar that it says by Karban Pesach, that the Taishav and Sachar cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, what does he learn from there? Amar Rav, Shmaya, Masuye, Arav Yimol, V'givayn Yimol. It's coming to exclude, or include, a guy who has a bris mila, an Arab or a Givaini, who has a bris mila, afopikin, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So that's the Gemara Pashat, he can't eat from the Karban Pesach. Even if he has a bris mila, v'hani mulaninu, does he now become considered a mal, a nimol? He's still considered an aro, but it's not like we learned in the Dharm. Even if a person makes a neder that he's not going to benefit from an aral, he's still allowed to benefit from yidden that are arelim, and he's not allowed to benefit from a guy, even if the guy has a bris mila, because be'etzem, a guy is not called an aral, and a yid is not called an aral, kainim shani nena lemulin. And if he says, I'm making a neder, then I'm not going to get any benefit from someone with a mila, so he's mutter b'muli over the kechavim, he can benefit from gayim, even if they have a bris mila, v'asar ba'reili yisrael, he cannot benefit from a yid, even if the yid does not have a bris mila, because be'etzem, a yid is called mulin, and a guy is called da'reilim. So says the Gemara, So what's Teshuvah and Zachar coming to be Lasuye? Lasuye Ger Shemal Vaytaval. The Katan Shanei like Kishumal. It's coming to be Marbe, a Ger that didn't have to process. He was Mal Vaytaval. Or a Katan that's born with a Bris Milo, but Lamaisi didn't yet do a Tavastan Bris. So those people are not allowed even to Karban Pesach. Ksavar Tzarech Lachatzman Udan Bris. Because the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that the Katan, even if he's born Mohol, he still needs a Tavastan Bris. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer, Latame, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Teshuvah and Zachar are extra, they're not for these people, he's Lashit. First of all, by the ger, he holds that if he's mavoi taval, he's a regular ger. So of course, he could eat from the carbon pesach. Uksaver katan kishneilan mo inzar latif minudam bris, and therefore he too could for certainly eat from the carbon pesach because he's not an arul b'chlag. There's nothing that he has to do. Now says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, hay ish ish my avalei. What does he do with Rabbi Kiva's drasha of ish ish? Says the Gemara, he holds that you do nothing with it. Dibur Torah klasha b'nei Adam. It's normal for the Torah to talk like people, and therefore you don't make any drashas from ish ish.